Hi, welcome to Tech Talk. My name is Zaid Al-Qadhi. I look after the office division, and I'm delighted today to have Victor here. Victor is director and SharePoint architect. Hi, Victor.
Hi, nice to be here.
Great to have you here. I'm going to ask you a few questions that I get asked the most about SharePoint. And the first question I always, why SharePoint 2013? What's the difference between SharePoint 2013 and the previous versions?
Oh, that's a huge difference. One of the things I usually highlight is the search experience. The search experience is so much better in 2013, and it's not only used for search, but basically for everything you do in SharePoint, such as publishing and then using the new cross-site publishing techniques. And the intelligence in the search engine is so much better, and it's so much easier for users to find the correct information at the correct time. And using the analytics engine, that really makes the platform excel in that area. So search is one of my favorites in 2013.
Great.
Yeah.
Should I wait for the SP1? That's usually the next question.
that usually was the question a couple of years back, I think. Yeah. But nowadays, it goes not only with the SharePoint, it goes for Office and the OS as well. Okay. The products are so good at the RTM and so tested at RTM, so I don't recommend people waiting for SP1. We don't even know if there will be an SP1. So, of course, they should test the solution first. Every product had child diseases, it has, but test the solution and might sometimes wait for first patches, but I don't, waiting for SP1, a couple of years back I would recommend that, but not nowadays.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
The other question, Victor, which I get a lot now, can you tell me the difference between SkyDrive Pro and SharePoint?
Oh, SkyDrive, the naming there is, in my opinion, a bit bad, and it confuses users and mixes up the SkyDrive, which is a consumer file synchronization with the SkyDrive cloud, and the SkyDrive Pro is actually the name of your documents in your personal site in SharePoint. So it was called previously Share Document and Personal Documents. It's now called SkyDrive Pro, and unfortunately in the user interface it's called SkyDrive. But as many of you possibly know, and you know that the name is going to change in the future. But SkyDrive Pro, you mentioned new and cool stuff in 2013. SkyDrive Pro is one of these things where you actually have a real decent synchronization client that you can have your documents offline and work with it and synchronize not only your personal documents, but even other documents in your team sites, collaboration sites, etc. So you can actually work with the documents all the time. So that's one of the features that I highlight for the end user. When I talked about search before, it's more from my technical perspective that's really cool, except from the users. But the productivity-wise, the SkyDrive Pro is a revolutionary change in SharePoint.
Yeah, so and just to the audience, SkyDrive Pro is within SharePoint and it's basically part of it. So it's not competing. And as I said, it's just the naming and something that may...
Yeah, exactly. And SkyDrive Pro is your personal drive there. And it's also a sync client that you install either freely or through Office 2013. So you can download it for free to have the synchronization offline.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time, Victor.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks.